All right, you ready to pod?
No.
Oh, she says she's not ready, but her headset's on and she's looking at an iPad. And the microphone is pointed towards her. On.
Even my mom has a podcast.
Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm former Supreme Court Justice Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Does that need to be pushed towards you so you don't have to lean into it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, what's new with you?
Oh, no. Just got through making a lemon cake.
I told you not to say nothing, and you tried to check yourself right there, didn't
you? And fixing a nice taco dinner with fresh pico de gallo.
And pico de gallo stands for? Pico de gallo means?
Something of a rooster.
Nose of a rooster. They're known for their nose.
Rooster of a nose.
And you also had some avocado.
Yeah, guacamole.
Yep. Okay, so remember last week I told you about this movie that's coming back to theaters, and so the thing is, I gave the Blu-ray to your husband, and you said you wanted to watch that, right?
What?
The vampire movie that's come back to theaters. It's in theaters this week. I told you about it last week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So maybe you'll watch that tonight. No, I thought. Well, maybe instead you get. Maybe Miami Vice is a little more your speed.
Where did you get that?
Well, I got that from Target on sale. But this is the complete Miami Vice. There's 100 episodes.
Oh, man.
So, actually, it might be more than 100. But there's plenty of episodes. This will keep you busy. There's some big stars that come by and do, like, an episode and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I used to watch it back in the day.
Early on, you will see Bruce Willis.
I think I was still in high school.
No, you weren't. 1984 to 1989.
Oh, I guess
you were not
we just got married.
School.
I thought it was before then.
So this is on the Blu-ray collection here, box set, and that's Miami Vice.
Gee.
And Julia Roberts is in there.
When did you get that?
I got this about a month ago, but I thought maybe you guys might want to watch that.
Yeah, that'll give us something to do.
Keep you entertained instead of whatever it is you're watching old westerns on scrambled TV, bad receptions stuff on the
likes
antenna.
Old westerns.
All right, so there is
in
that.
Film noir, can't say it. Film.
I know you can't.
Say it.
Noir.
Yeah, we watch that too.
Okay, so also, I guess we could just go ahead and leap into the news. What do
news
you say?
News today.
Yeah, except I got to turn off that sound effect. The news. Okay, so Trump tariffs are a little all over the place
sketchy.
This week. We don't really know what we're going to do about this. Now, there is word coming out that today, we're recording this on a Saturday, when this is going up, Saturday night. It seems as though he has backtracked on tariffs against computer stuff, computer chips and things. But then some people are saying the exemption doesn't include video games, which would hurt the Switch 2 and its upcoming release for June 5th.
Nintendo must not be on his good side.
I'm not sure that is solid. Like, they say that video games won't be excluded from the tariffs, but who is to say they're not computers? It's really the same thing. All they have to, in fact,
technology.
The old Nintendo that we used to have,
yes.
Right from the 80s, in America, it's called the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System. Do you know what it's called in Japan?
Some kind of computer?
The
system?
Nintendo Family Computer. And sometimes called Famicom.
Oh, wow.
Family computer.
Huh.
So, I mean, they've got a case. Hey, we're actually a computer. The Switch is actually a computer, guys. If you play games on it, that's what you choose to play. You can play games on a computer. You can play games on a Switch, too. Why not, right?
There you go.
We do have a old video game coming out in a new box, and this is called the Will It Run Edition of Doom.
Huh.
$666.
Wow.
Everything plays Doom. The box it comes in, you can play Doom on the box. There's a handheld digipet thing that plays Doom. There's a statue. There's all kinds of stuff, trading cards. You get Doom, and you can play it on the Switch and Xbox and all this stuff.
So what kind of game is Doom? I'm not familiar with that.
Doom is the simple story of a guy running around with a shotgun and chainsaw attacking demons.
Okay.
You've probably played it and didn't even realize it. Everybody's played Doom. It's one of the most played games. It was most people's first first-person shooter. Though like we played Wolfenstein 3D like before, which came out a year earlier. This came out in 93. We played it on our old original Packard Bell PC way back in the day.
Okay.
We did. So also we have you heard of Eric Dane?
Nope. Who's that?
McSteamy.
Yeah.
He's in the news.
He's sick.
He has what they call ALS.
Which is a nerve.
American League standings. I don't know.
No, it's a disease, honey. It's
okay.
Not good.
We're going to talk into the microphone.
It's not good.
Okay, so
it's a muscle disease, I believe.
We're not going to doodle and look away from the mic.
Okay, yes, sir. Aye, aye, Captain.
So he was the villain in the most recent Bad Boys movie that came out last summer.
Bad Boys.
You didn't
Boys.
Know that, what even though it's on do? Netflix.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so here's a picture of him.
Oh, he's aged well.
And so I guess he might be doing some other stuff too, so we'll see how that affects him
was
or whatever.
Is he McDreamy?
No, McDreamy is the guy with the longer hair that's curly and
probably
stuff.
Call this one McSteamy.
This was McSteamy, which okay. is what I said, but you weren't looking at me or paying attention. You were drawing sunflowers.
Read my lips.
Is that what he says?
No.
I hadn't seen
that's
the show to
I
know
said.
That's what his slogan is or not.
No.
There is a collaboration started today at Target. Did you hear about this?
No. Oh, yes, with Kate Spade.
Yeah, so I stayed up pretty late to try to get you some of this. But then I was looking through it, and I don't really think you'd like it because these are like tote bags instead yeah. of real purses. And I had some stuff added to the cart, and it's just like super tiny, like that only holds like cards.
Credit cards?
You just, well, if that. And there is, I don't know why, but there is a French fry charm necklace with a spade.
Yeah, but we're fries, so that might be kind of cute.
I thought that you might kind of dig that, but it's also kind of, I don't know, kind of tacky maybe.
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Do you have necklaces you usually wear?
I have some necklaces I wear. And fry is, you know, I'm married to French fry.
A lot of this stuff says like drink champagne and eat French fries or something on the bag.
Hey, I'm not too good to eat French fries. They're good.
I'm not sure what the fascination with the French fries is. Some of the stuff got gobbled up pretty quick and then... Really, it doesn't look as high quality as her regular Kate Spade New York line of like actual purses made of leather. Some of the stuff's it's like a basket or a big tote. I don't think you walk around with totes. You kind of want like a strap, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, I don't know about this.
Nothing
so
for much. Mom.
Yeah, maybe not for you. And why is that matches? It looks like that there's like a bundle of matches. It's kind of weird. Like
maybe
a
that
necklace
means you're
that's
hot
a bundle of matches.
Or something.
You're on fire?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. So
you're going through menopause?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing. I feel like that doesn't really work. Does that work for you? You want the French fry charm?
No. How much is it?
It's still available, which means people don't want it.
How much is it?
It's like $15. Oh. It's not real anything. That's kind of what is part of the problem, I think.
Yeah, like. I don't need it.
You don't need that?
No, but it is kind of funny since our last name's Fry.
So you know who Shannon Sharp is, right?
Yes.
What's he look like?
He's a black guy.
Okay, well, he has a catchphrase he's been using on air.
Uh-huh.
Lakers in five.
Okay? Lakers in five?
And
does that mean it's coming on in 5 minutes?
Here's a little bit of a look at what Lakers in five is like, okay?
What was his other one?
Ben O'Malley, divorce court, child support, Lou Dort. Lakers in five. The Thunder, a Boost Mobile bundle, WWE Royal Rumble, Lakers in five. OKC, KFC, UFC. And I'm about no light socket, a court docket, or my empty pockets.
You could say he's like, what's it called? So, like he's talking to himself with that guy's, you know, like a voice you're talking to yourself.
It's he's saying, I don't care who they have on that team. Here's a guy on their team. Here's something that rhymes with it. KFC, whatever.
Lakers OKC, are going to win by
KFC,
five.
KFC, Lakers in five. He's picking Lakers because they have LeBron James, who is evidently paying him. Okay.
Probably.
Well, I came up with some for the Thunder and I'll put these out depending on who they have going up against them, okay?
Okay.
Joker, Smoker, Midnight Toker, Thunder and Five. Those are song lyrics, okay?
That's, right? That's a good one.
Jimmy Butler, Austin Butler, Hamburger Helper, Thunder and Five. You like that?
Those are pretty cute.
Bronny James, Willie Ames, Tawny Catanes, Thunder and Five. So, yeah, I think that I'll put that stuff out depending on who they go up against.
Okay.
They go up against the... the Warriors or the Lakers
Warriors
and stuff.
Warriors come out and play.
Do you know who sees that?
I know. It's from the Warriors movie.
Okay. All right. So that's about all I had for you, I guess.
Well, locally, we had another child shoot themselves in Wichita, Kansas.
On a similar note, you did make a cake, and I'm going to eat a piece. Describe this cake while I eat it.
It's lemon with lemon icing. It's good.
Probably while I'm chewing and eating, you can talk.
Okay, so anyway, a young child. We have a.
I thought you'd talk about the cake.
Well, there's not much to tell. It's lemon with lemon icing.
While Vaughn eats the cake, tell us about the kid that got shot.
Oh, well, another one. We have an epidemic of these young children getting shot or shooting themselves. And this was a four-year-old little girl playing with her mom's gun at a convenience store and shot herself. She's in really bad shape in the hospital.
Where'd
right
she
now.
Get shot?
I don't know where she got shot. In her
What even, store?
A convenience store in Wichita. I'm not sure which one.
It was, some gas station?
Yeah, it wasn't a Quick Trip or anything like that.
If you own one of these stores,
do
you prefer the term convenience store or like? Hold on, we're not a gas station; we're a convenience store. We're not fast food; we're quick service.
Yeah, you know what they call? What do they call them in New York City? There's a name for it. Oh darn, I can't remember now. It's like a DeBago or a
Bodego.
Oh, Bodego, yeah, DeBago, Bodego.
I don't think they call them that necessarily. Maybe if it's a
little grocery store.
So that's a little grocery store, or is it a little shop?
It's a little grocery store. It's got just about everything in there.
They call that a bodega.
I believe
so. They don't call that a grocery store?
No, I think that's what they call it. Like when we were little, they used to call it like the corner store. Walk down to the corner store and get some milk or something.
Walk down to the corner store and grab your mom's gun and shoot yourself.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's what happens now.
So the police in Wichita are giving away free locks for pistols, and hopefully parents will start locking up. I think they ought to, you know, enforce the law and make parents responsible if they put their children at risk.
So whose idea was it to give away the free locks?
I think our new police chief. I'm not sure.
You don't think it was the mayor? That they seem to be making a big fuss about the mayor here because
Lily Wu.
She did not. She had somebody else proclaim the Trans Day of Visibility.
Yeah, and it was this is so lame. They're giving her such a hard time. I've seen it on TV. Most people have. She said, since you brought this proposal to light, you backed it. Would you like to present it? I mean, she was being nice and considerate. And
they've turned this into we've got it. We've got what it takes to kick her out as mayor. We've figured it out. This is it. She said something anti-trans by not pronouncing it trans inclusion visible day whatever awareness, and
but
so therefore now we've got her. So yeah, this is something locally they're making a fuss about. I'm sure this sort of thing happens in all sorts of cities where
everybody
people are fighting for power.
Yeah,
right?
It's all political. But anyway, we're getting tired of it.
So I don't have any more news for you.
How was the cake?
The cake was all right. I'll finish eating it. You know, it's okay. It's a cake.
It's kind of tasty.
It has a lemon thing about it. Now, you said you put lemon juice in the frosting, right?
Not fake lemon flavor. But
don't they usually scrape some lemon?
And I actually did that, too.
Okay, so
zest.
Why didn't you say you did that, too?
Because I was afraid you wouldn't eat it. I don't want that in there.
You don't want the lemon skin in it?
Actually, lemon zest has a lot of flavor. That's what mostly lemon things are made with.
I didn't know that was called zest.
Yep, zesty.
All right, do you have a quote for me?
I do.
Oh, wait, actually, don't we have a game we should play?
Oh, you've got one for me, don't you?
I think we have a game. I forgot totally about this, but it's a game called All right, you know the rules, right?
Yep.
Or do you not?
I do.
I'm going to give you the name of five actors, okay?
Okay.
And these all relate in some way. These are actors that were in Star Trek.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going to tell me which ones are dead and which ones are
alive
or not dead yet. The
not
judges
dead yet.
Will let you say alive or not dead yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Kicking it, screaming.
Okay. Leonard Nimoy
is dead.
Who's Leonard Nimoy?
Spock.
And
live long and prosper.
And he died of chronic obstruction pulmonary disease in 2015. Yep, so he's gone.
Yes.
George Takei.
He is alive.
And who's he?
I can't remember. Is he the nuclear vessel going? No, he's not the nuclear. He was one of the science guys, but like a second.
I think he was largely the pilot. He was Sulu. Okay. And then he got his own ship later.
I didn't know that.
He got his own ship in part six, the movie part six. Bigger ship than the Enterprise.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Cool.
James Doohan.
Is he alive or dead?
He's alive. He had the alive charm.
I messed up.
What are you drawing over there?
I missed one. Right and wrong. I had one right and one wrong. Okay.
You said he was alive, and he's alive.
Oh, so I got two right. I can't even keep score.
See, the problem is you write the score as right or wrong, but then you hear dead or alive, and then you just put, oh, he's dead, not I got that right.
I know.
James Doohan. Doohan, Doohan, I'm not sure. He's actually Canadian, which might give you a hint.
Is he the one that wears like...
What's his catchphrase or whatever?
Is it nuclear vessels?
No, that's Chekhov.
Oh, okay.
That's the Russian.
Oh, is this the doctor?
No.
What's his?
So what's left?
I don't know.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Right? He plays Scottish, but he's not Scottish. He's... What is he?
I think he's of Scottish heritage, okay. But he's Canadian. He doesn't actually sound that way.
Okay.
So is he dead or alive?
I think he's dead.
James Doohan died in 2005.
Well, I'm not
he just had a kid, too. He was like in his 80s and had a kid.
He was doing good.
Now his kid's old enough to be playing pro basketball or whatever.
Neat.
We're close to it. So Nichelle Nichols.
Okay, that was the lady, the short skirts.
And what is her name?
Oh, I can't remember.
Ooh.
I can't remember.
Okay.
What was it?
Uhuru.
Uhuru? You know I couldn't say it.
Okay, so what? Okay, Nichelle Nichols.
And I think she's still alive.
Nichelle Nichols is...
Oh, did she die?
Died in 2022, heart failure. Yep.
Sorry, that's sad.
Okay, last up, we have Anton Yelchin.
Nuclear vessel guy?
Yes. However, he plays... He's the nuclear vessel guy in the newer movies, not the original.
Oh, right.
So he's in the one where they have the younger crew and stuff.
Isn't he the one that... Okay. But he's not the one that went to San Francisco and looked for the whales?
Not the same actor.
Oh, okay.
But that's his character.
Well, I say so that he's alive.
He says the Russian stuff. Anton Yelchin is...
He died?
This is the guy whose Jeep rolled over and crushed him against a fence.
Oh, that's awful.
2016 had a Jeep a little bit older than ours that had a different kind of shifter that you could muscle memory think it was in park, but it was in neutral and it rolled down the hill and crushed him.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
So, yes, he's out. I have a theory, though. He was in one of his earlier movies. It was kind of like a ripoff of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but it starred Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
This is in 2008. So Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. He probably would have brought this guy in to be Spider-Man if he hadn't have had the Jeep roll over on him.
Oh, man.
It would have been really close on the dates there. But I think there was a possibility they were probably looking at him to be Spider-Man. And instead they went with that little English guy that has to date Zendaya so she remains famous. So,
oh, yeah, right.
Kind of a, well, that's the reason why. All right. So we've had a pretty good episode so far.
I do too. Pat yourself on the back.
You have a quote?
I do. Just a second. Let me get it.
I'm going to eat cake while you look for this.
Okay. This is a cake to celebrate your brother got a new job.
You want to explain that
it's
or not?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. He got a new job. He's going to have to be moving to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Which he was born in Oklahoma, so that's pretty cool. He's not too...
He's kind of like a salmon.
Going back home.
To die, yeah.
Oh, hush. Okay, whatever you do, always give 100% unless you're donating blood.
Is this from someone's act?
Yes.
Dimitri Martin?
No, okay. This person was on Saturday Night Live.
As a cast member?
Yes.
And you're sure of this?
I'm positive.
Amy Poehler?
No, it's a male.
Recently?
No,
when were they cast member?
It's been a while. Like some of the originals. Not maybe not original, but pretty early on.
Pretty early on.
Yeah.
Huh? Bill Murray?
Yes. Hey, good.
Well, he wasn't quite original. I think he was the first one to be added.
Was he? I didn't know that. Well, I'm good. At least I knew that it wasn't original.
I think Chevy Chase left after one season and Bill Murray joined the second season. So he's the first new cast member, in a sense.
It was so good.
I watched the first episode on Saturday. They had the first episode up on their YouTube channel on Saturday Night Live. It wasn't very good.
It wasn't?
Well, you know, it was weird.
It's funny. I'm sure I probably saw the first one because we used to watch that. Then we watched Saturday Night Special, which was music's program. It was really good. But I tell you what, it's changed because before they didn't show like that. They just showed like it was a sitcom or something. They didn't show the background stuff because now they really are showing like the.
When they go to a commercial break, they pull back and then they show people getting off the set and stuff like that.
And the audience more. So they didn't used to do that.
No, but that first episode, you have George Carlin is the host. And I think it says starring George Carlin. It doesn't say he's the host officially in the name of it. But he's the host. And then somewhere in the middle of the episode, it says, hi, my name's Paul Simon. I'm hosting next week or something. So then they understood it was the host, okay?
Yep.
They don't do that quite like that now.
No.
But the weird thing about it is George Carlin was up there and he said he was the host and all he did was stand up. He didn't do any of the sketches.
Well, that's probably something new they started doing. I mean, things evolve, but the program's evolved over 50 years.
So did Paul Simon act with the not ready for primetime players or was he out there doing his own thing?
I don't know.
Because George Carlin was not in any of the stuff.
I don't know how soon they started putting people in. It seems like it wasn't right away. It seems like that. The people that did the skits did the skits. They used to do, it seems to me, like they used to do a lot. There for a while, they were doing a lot of fake commercials. Like you'd watch it, you'd take a minute to catch that it wasn't a real commercial. They used to be pretty good about those commercials.
I think there might have been a fake commercial in the first episode.
Yeah, that was one of their the first things.
Yeah, that was, so, and they may have done a weekend update in the first episode too.
Probably, it would have been. Who would it have been?
I think it was Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Yeah. And you know, Jane Curtin took her shirt off on one of them. That was really funny.
Didn't Chevy Chase do a weekend update thing?
Maybe
if not,
it was
then
him
maybe
and her.
He came in the next week or something. I don't know. But
I can't remember. I think weekend update was on there. We need to watch it. I need to watch it. And
or not.
A lot of memories.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Something like that, right?
Something like that. Bye bye now.
All right, so you're going to watch Vampire Hunter D, the 40-year-old Japanese anime that I have on Blu-ray that is cost as much as your special rabbit, or do you want to watch Miami Vice?
I don't know. We'll see which one Daddy wants to watch. Probably Miami Vice.